Before 2,600 sometimes boisterous spectators in Springfield Symphony Hall last night, the U.S. Senate candidates, Republican Senator Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren, met for their third debate, mostly on the issues, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
This debate was almost entirely about policy. The American Indian issue never came up, and each candidate had his and her moments. Scott Brown may have delivered the most memorable remark of the night when Elizabeth Warren said America's middle class has been hammered.
When you're talking about getting hammered, Professor Warren, I suggest you put down the hammer because it's your regulations and your policies that are going to be hurting.
We'll give you a couple extra seconds, Senator McGuffey, please.
Your policies that are going to be hurting middle-class families and every class of family in Massachusetts and the United States.
Warren sometimes gave more direct answers to the questions she was asked. For instance, which two programs she would never cut and which two she would.
I would be clear in terms of cutting the agriculture subsidy programs, and it is time to cut in our military budget. We are winding out of one war. We have ended another one. We can realign our priorities. On the other hand, I want to make clear, I will not go to Washington to cut Medicare or Social Security benefits.
Brown, on the other hand, dodged the question, but seized on Warren's suggestion to cut the military and related it to the two air bases in western Massachusetts and the jobs that depend on them.
And when you're talking about cutting military spending, with all due respect, we've already cut $500 billion. That affects Barnes and Westover and many people in this room and people watching.
Brown kept trying to portray Warren as someone who would raise taxes. At one point, he cited a study from the National Federation of Independent Businesses, saying Warren supports tax increases that would cost 17,000 jobs in Massachusetts. But Warren had a ready comeback.
This is a group that endorsed Senator Brown and other Republicans and refers to Ted Kennedy as public enemy number one.
Brown had his moment a little later when Warren touted her accomplishment of creating the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau.
Listen, I commend you for your work on that. I voted for it. It never would have passed if I was not the deciding vote on the financial reform.
Throughout the debate, Brown emphasized his willingness to work with Democrats. It's a strategy that has worked well for him. The latest WBUR poll finds that Brown does better among people who think it's important that a senator compromise with the other party. The same poll reveals that Warren does best among likely voters who care about which party will control the Senate. And she spent much of the debate highlighting the times Brown has voted with his party. The two candidates are locked in a tight race. The next debate is their last chance to change the dynamics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Springfield.